weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home. Cambridge
105. Wine Review with Nigel Beaumont.
Hello, Nigel. How are you?
Evening, Julian. I'm fine, thank you. I'm fine.
Now, good to see you. Is it cold outside?
No, 10 or 11 degrees it said on the car, so no, it's
oh,
not.
Really? So, okay. I'm so slightly worried. I can see a bit of our little Hessian there, which is a bit, it's flapping around a little bit.
Yeah,
slightly,
there's a bit of a wind.
Yeah, that's what was concerning me.
I think it's going to be quite mild over the weekend.
So it's not chilly?
Not. Dear, oh dear. It's going to be chilly now. We're going to talk about Chilean wines because for two reasons, really. One, it's I don't think it's quite recognised or a lot is known about Chilean wines. People know about Argentinian wines and drink it quite extensively, but Chile has grown about 25% in the last 5 years.
I think red wine when I think of Chile. Am I going in the right direction here?
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah, although they produce some very good whites, but red wine is very much their strength. And I think the other thing about it is it's a very easy drinking wine, so it's quite good for the Christmas period. They're not expensive, although having said that, and as I finish off talking about them, I will indicate sort of price ranges, but between £8 to £10 is what you really should spend on a bottle of Chilean wine to get a decent quality. And in fact, you can spend up to about £25 or £30 on a really good Cabernet there.
Oh, really? Okay.
So they do produce real quality.
But equally, the suggestion from what you're saying there, it's the kind of wine you can buy a sort of couple of bottles of and have in the cupboard just in case the neighbours come around unexpectedly over Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. It's good with food, but it's also just good for drinking. Mm. Both the reds and the whites. Fairly simple wines, nice flavours, strong flavours. So, you know, worth just having a few, as you say, in the cupboard, you know, just in case someone calls around. So, historically, there's quite a long history to the wines in Chile. They've been growing them since the 16th century, believe it or not. And so much is the case with a lot of the South American wines. The initial vines were brought over by the missionaries and the conquistadores. Strong Spanish influence initially. But some people might have heard about the phylloxera epidemic, which really wiped out a lot of the European grapes, and it caused an influx of the French winemakers.
And when
Chile.
Was this?
This was in about the 18th century.
Oh, I hadn't heard of it then. In which case,
it wasn't
on my news feed.
But it did. It killed off a lot of the European wines, and a lot of the French winemakers went across to Chile. And as a consequence, there's been quite a heavy French influence on the wines there. And there's a lot of similarity. They grow a lot of the typical French grapes. So you'll find a very nice Cabernet, for example. The wines are grown in the valleys between the mountain ranges of the Andes and the coastal plains. Now, this is quite important as far as Chile is concerned because it is protected because it has the mountains on the east, it has the ocean on the west, and it has a desert in the north. And that means it's protected from a lot of the pests which would affect wines in more open areas and indeed in Europe. So the phylloxera, for example, is virtually unlikely to be there and to affect their wines. So that's the strength, really. So grown mainly on the coastal plains and between the mountain ranges, up to about 2,000 metres above sea level, which is a reasonable sort of altitude to be growing grapes. Some of the names you might recognize in terms of the areas, Maipo Valley, Rapel Valley, and the Central Region, all of these are adjacent to the Mendoza region in Argentina, which is quite familiar to Argentinian wine drinkers. Cabernet Sauvignon, principal grape and the biggest produced grape in Chile. But interestingly, the Malbecs and the Merlots are very strong there as well. There's quite an interesting story attached to the Merlots. Some of the specialists in wines recognized that it wasn't quite true to the taste of Merlot, European Merlot, and they wondered why. And after some research, they discovered that, in fact, the Merlot, so-called Merlot grape, as being grown in Chile, was, in fact, an ancient Bordeaux grape called Carmenere. And as a result, the wine being produced from that was not genuine Merlot. So they had to import proper Merlot rootstock to improve the quality of the wine. But they do now produce a lot of Carmenere, and it's a really nice blending wine to combine with maybe the Sauvignons or indeed the Merlots, just to make a nice blended wine. So some of the names you should look out for, the grape types you should look out for, Carmenere, as I've just indicated, dark purple fruit, rich berry fruit flavors, really, really easy drinking. Cabernet Sauvignon, well, we know that from France, a very popular grape, producing a really nice wine that goes well with food. Merlot, good for drinking on its own, also in a blend with Cab Sauvignon and with Carmenere. And Malbec. Malbec is formerly imported from France, but not really grown in France to any extent now, but quite strong in South America. You'll find it in Argentina as well. And that is what makes the very easy drinking nature of these South American wines. If you go for a Malbec or Malbec blend, very, very nice red. Mm. Very, very much worthwhile trying. In the whites, not as strong on the whites, but Sauvignon Blanc is a very nice grape which they produce from the higher mountain ranges. Very easily drinkable, green apple, crisp flavor, really tasty. So worth looking out for. As I said a bit earlier, it's important to try and spend a little bit more on the Chilean wines. You could pick up in the supermarkets bottles for £4 and £5, but probably better to try and spend a little bit more.
You think it's dangerous going for the lower end? I know it's often the case if you get what you pay for, but even taking that into account, I guess at some low ends you might be disappointed, where others you think, oh, that's all right, I suppose.
I think that's true. You spend a bit more, you'll get a better quality wine, but I think proportionally you'll get a much better quality wine for spending a few pounds more on the Chilean wine. So go for the £7, £8, £9, £10 worth, and you'll get a good quality wine.